the passage that I gave you at the beginning of my at the beginning of the Eucharist is the Easter Sunday, second reading. Because one day I said, I would like to experience resurrection for 50 days, right? Or for the whole year, how to experience resurrection in 50 days. And I remember that beautiful reading, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. It's a beautiful invitation to fix my eyes on Jesus, and not to think of what is on earth, says the reading as well. Well, today, this weekend begins week 3 of our Easter homily series titled Embracing Belonging. During the Easter season, we will be reflecting on the significance of the church community and growing in our connect and invite pillars of following Jesus. So the question is, where do we seek the risen Lord? Probably many places, right? You may say other churches, small chapels, but where do we seek the risen Lord? I will say this, in the church community. Without the church community, it is difficult to find Jesus. Today, we thank God because we belong to this beautiful community of St. Joe's, people of faith. We find the risen Lord every Sunday when you come to church. That's why you are here today in this beautiful church community. If you remember one of the Gospels, right? In the Gospel, Jesus chose to appear to Thomas when he was with the community of the other disciples in the upper room, not when Thomas was alone. Jesus appeared, right? When everybody is there. Thomas wants an extraordinary sign to touch the wounds. Thomas is not the only one who struggles to believe. In fact, he represents all of us a little bit. But again, Thomas wants an extraordinary sign to touch the wounds. So Jesus shows them to him, but in an ordinary way, coming in front of everyone in the community, not outside. We are not complete without others. We need each other. We are part of the church community, which Paul calls the body of Christ. This is the body of Christ. Our mother church is the body of Christ. Each of us is a vital part of this body, contributing to its growth and mission. A church community is supposed to reach out to others. Just think about those who need to come to church, and you know them, but they are waiting for us to hear that invitation. Come to the church, go to church, go with me. It is supposed to draw others to this sacrament. We are going to begin our RCIA program in September, and now I'm recruiting those who want to become Catholic or they need the sacraments of confirmation or First Communion. I'm thinking about those who I meet in the Nordics, and sometimes I ask questions about sacraments. It is supposed to be a church community is supposed to be for the good of the world, not just those going to Mass. This week, please help make our church community, this community, stronger by inviting others. Next Sunday, right? If you say, hey, let's go, 7 a.m. Mass. It's beautiful to experience resurrection in our lives. So we can now see that community is not just about me and my friends. No, it's not about that. It's about we, you and me. We need each other. We need the person that annoys us, probably, right? We need the difficult people. This is not a perfect community. We know that. Only God is perfect. But this is good, because He guides us, leads us, right? We are not perfect, but we need others as well. We need each other. We need the person that annoys us. We need the difficult people. We need them. We are not a perfect, but someone is there. Holy Spirit, God the Father, and Jesus Christ. Like siblings who have no grow up, they grow up in the same house. It is good for them to do so. We need others who challenge us. We need to be pushed to love those who are hard to love. This is why we need a community larger than just friends. It is in this community that we find the inspiration and motivation to grow and to love more deeply, to love deeply as the first community of believers, right? If you want to know more about that, just read the book of Acts of the Apostles, the first community of believers. We need the Holy Spirit in our church community. The Holy Spirit is what brings newness, moves situations forward, creates new spaces. Space brings the wisdom that Jesus promised. We need the Holy Spirit. And also Pope Benedict the 16th, in the encyclical letter Deus Caritas Est, number 19, says, the Spirit is also the energy which transforms the earth, the heart of the Ecclesia, the church community, so that it becomes a witness before the world to the love of the Father, who wishes to make humanity a single family in His Son. A single family in His Son. So, my friends, let us pray that we can truly grow in the church community. This is a community, this, St. Joe's, is a community where we can learn to be saints together, where we can love Jesus and my neighbor, be challenged to grow, pray together, live side by side, and serve each other. Jesus, I trust in you.